This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration is now rolling back a Trump-era rule that had made it easier for companies to classify gig workers as independent contractors, not entitled to some of the benefits of being a fully-fledged employee, things like minimum wage or overtime pay. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The Trump rule was supported by gig platforms like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash. By rolling it back, the Biden administration has put the companies on the defensive and cleared the path for more aggressive moves, says Brian Chen, an attorney with the National Employment Law Project.
The Department of Labor could put out guidance saying, we think Uber drivers are employees.
Gig companies rely on keeping their workers as independent contractors. But Krista Mitzel, an employment law attorney in San Francisco, says she's not surprised the Biden administration is moving to shore up worker protections.
It's just going to be interesting how that plays out. You know, our states have very disparate opinions on labor laws and employee protections and minimum wage requirements.
For example, gig companies spent $200 million last year to pass a ballot measure in California that allows them to continue classifying their workers as contractors. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.